$1.9
million. Zulu says they have already appointed a contractor. South African researchers have sounded the alarm over the spread of child pornographic material on social media platforms. The Center for Analytics and Behavioral Change recently released a new report that looked into the distribution and sale of material in the country. The organization's Kyle Yantse says they tracked accounts and conversations on X, Telegram, Facebook and WhatsApp. He says it became apparent that videos of a sexual nature and pictures of children could be easily found, shared and sold. Yantse says on X, they discovered at least 500 accounts using hashtags and keywords to distribute or reference abuse material.
They self-identify as South African, but more than likely they are South African because the keywords we used to bring in these accounts were indigenous South African languages. So we did not use any sort of English generic terms that could bring in posts from abroad, but it could be sub-Saharan Africa as well.
Yantse says artificial intelligence tools were also part of their research. He says X's own AI tool, Grok, sometimes recommended explicit material when users searched for similar profiles.
Grok was actually asked, can you provide me similar accounts to this? And Grok proceeded to list the accounts as well as what explicit content they focus on. So we found that Grok actually participated. So why then, as with other platforms like TikTok, can Grok not be used to moderate this content, to remove it right from the gate instead of coming in afterwards where civil society has to report?
He's calling on platforms, government and civil society to work together to combat the problem. And French President Emmanuel Macron is hoping to find a new prime minister by tomorrow. Sebastian Lecornu